I'm Teddy Schleifer. No interview today, but we have something a little different. An argument. In 2020, America's billionaires gave away more money than ever. Last February, Jeff Bezos pledged $10 billion to fight climate change. Mackenzie Scott, his ex-wife, gave almost $5 billion to hundreds of nonprofits. And Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, set aside $1 billion worth of his own stock to fund the response to COVID. It used to be rare for billionaires to commit to giving more than $1 billion at a time. But in 2020, there were actually five of these jumbo-sized donations. That's according to the Chronicle for Philanthropy, which in its annual study found that the 50 biggest donors gave $25 billion away in 2020. But while billionaires may have been more generous in 2020 than ever before, the way they gave their money away has become less and less transparent. And that matters for democracy. Let's talk about Jeff Bezos. The Amazon founder's commitment to fighting climate change was among the largest gifts ever. Without it, 2020 actually would not have been this record-breaking year for big donations. But since he announced the gift last February, he hasn't answered a lot of questions about its financial structure. Has the $10 billion already been set aside in some sort of charitable foundation? Or was Bezos' pledge more rhetorical, like when Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan said 5 years ago that they would give away 99% of their shares in Facebook over the course of their life? Or maybe Bezos' gift is in some sort of nonprofit or a limited liability company. The reason all those things matter is because they affect the tax bills he'll have to pay. And we don't know the answer to these questions. And when I checked in with the Bezos Fund recently, they didn't reply. These questions are definitely in the weeds, but it's really important for journalists and the public to get answers if we're going to have an informed discussion about philanthropy in our society. If that Bezos gift wasn't set aside, if it was just a promise like the Zuckerberg promise I mentioned, it would lead us to a different conclusion about what kind of year 2020 was. 2020 would not have been this record-breaking year. As one historian of philanthropy put it to me recently, mega donors like Bezos get all the publicity of a huge donation without the scrutiny. Here's another example about how billionaire philanthropy isn't always as it seems. One billionaire whose name you won't see on a lot of those lists, like the one that comes from the Chronicle, is Laureen Powell Jobs, the billionaire behind the Emerson Collective. Jobs has decided not to publicize her giving figures, so we don't know how much she gives away each year. The simple reality is that we often only know as much about charitable giving as the givers want to tell us. And to be clear, that may mean that billionaires are giving away more than is publicly reported. But we don't really know. So here's what I think. Billionaires should be more transparent about the money they give away, and newsrooms should have more journalists asking those questions. The laws could use an update to make sure that more information comes out sooner, and there needs to be more of a culture of transparency in the industry in general. Because if we're going to have a debate about the merits of a wealth tax or have a reasonable discussion about the best ways to attack economic inequality, we need a shared set of facts. Right now, we're just guessing. Thanks for listening, and if you want to read more, head over to recode.net.